This is Akashvani. The news read by Abhineet Shukla. President Draupadi Murmu has given assent to the Viksit Bharat Guarantee for Rozgar and Ajivika Mission Grameed Viksit Bharat G. Ramji Bill 2025. The Parliament had passed the legislation during the winter session. The Ministry of Rural Development highlighted that this marks a significant milestone in the transformation of rural employment policy. The Viksit Bharat G. Ramji Act replaces the Mahatma Gandhi National Rural Employment Guarantee Act, MGNREGA 2005. Earlier, Union Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan said, Viksit Bharat G. Ramji Bill is the next step forward of MGNREGA in favour of development and the poor. The minister stated this in a video message shared on social media platform.
Now there is a guarantee of 125 days of work and the provision of unemployment allowance has been further strengthened if work is not provided. If wages are paid late, there is a provision to give additional compensation. There is also a special provision under which administrative expenses have been increased from 6% to 9%. This amount will ensure that our colleagues involved in implementing the work, such as panchayat secretaries, employment assistant and technical staff, receive their salaries on time so that they can carry out the work properly.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi laid the foundation stone of a fertilizer plant worth 10,601 crore rupees at Namrup in Dibrugarh district of Assam today. Speaking on the occasion, the Prime Minister said, in addition to catering to Assam's fertilizer needs, the plant will serve neighboring states, reduce dependence on fertilizer imports and generate substantial employment opportunities. The Prime Minister said, Assam is moving ahead in all the sectors.
असम की जो ताकत अहोम साम्राज्य के दौर में थी विकसित भारत में असम वैसी ही ताकतवर भूमि बनाएंगे नए उद्योगों की शुरुआत आधुनिक इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर का निर्माण सेमीकंडक्टर्स उसकी मैन्युफैक्चरिंग कृषि के क्षेत्र में नए अवसर टी गार्डन्स और उनके वर्कर्स की उन्नति पर्यटन में बढ़ती संभावनाएं असम हर क्षेत्र में आगे बढ़ रहा है
India has clarified that there was no attempt to breach the fence or create a security situation by protesters gathered outside the Bangladesh High Commission in New Delhi. Responding to a media query, the Ministry of External Affairs, that is MEA, said that about 20 to 25 youth had gathered in front of the Bangladesh High Commission yesterday to raise slogans in protest against the horrendous killing of Deepu Chandra Das in Mymansingh, Bangladesh. The MEA said, misleading propaganda is being spread in sections of the Bangladesh media on the incident. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan participated in the commemorative program Shunya Se Shatak, Ek Shatabdi Atal Bharat Ki, marking the birth anniversary of former Prime Minister Atal Bihari Vajpayee in Indore today. On the occasion, the Vice President along with Chief Minister Dr. Mohan Yadav and Governor Mangubhai Patel unveiled the statue of Lokmata Devi Ahilyabai at the Delhi College campus. Speaking on the occasion, Chief Minister Dr. Mohan Yadav informed that on the 25th of December, marking the conclusion of Atalji's birth centenary celebrations, Union Home Minister Amit Shah will lay the foundation stone and inaugurate industrial projects worth more than 2 lakh crore rupees in Gwalior. The government e-marketplace, that is GeM, has recorded over 11 lakh registered micro and small enterprises, MSE sellers on its platform, securing orders of more than 7 lakh crore rupees as of last month. The Ministry of Commerce and Industry has said these orders accounted for more than 44% of the total order value transacted through GeM, exceeding the mandated annual procurement target of 25%. The Ministry further said that more than 2 lakh women-owned enterprises on the platform has also secured cumulative orders over 78,000 crore rupees. In women's cricket, Sri Lanka were 78 for 2 in 14.1 overs against India in the first T20 international of the 5-match series in Vishakhapatnam when reports last came in. Earlier, India won the toss and opted to bowl first. This is the first time the women in blue are in action after their triumph in the ODI World Cup last month. And that is the end of this news bulletin.